I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
305, Jeff Katz. Little echoey there, Jerm. I think it's the hot dogs. That's what I'm thinking. We'll get that fixed up, I promise. But it is Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. I got news for you. Weather-wise, it's nice. It's cool. Got all the windows open here in the former Plaque Shack. I am well-fed coming from the Texas Inn. Oh, you know, I love the tea room. Of course, that's what it's been known as for many, many years, the original locations down in Lynchburg. But Dave Saunders, buddy of mine, good dude, really a dear friend, just a wonderful guy. He started the Texas Inn here, opened up a Texas Inn location about 15 months ago. And like all of them, they're taking off. Well, he and the team at the Texas Inn said, we want to do something to salute Jeff Katz and salute Special Olympics of Virginia, which was unbelievably kind. So if you go in, when you go into the Texas Inn, whether it is here in Richmond or in Harrisonburg or one of the locations in Lynchburg, on the menu, you will see the Katz dog. It is a 100% all beef kosher Nathan's hot dog topped with their legendary chili, their magical chow chow relish. I don't even know how to describe it. If you've not had, I call it relish, and I know I'm doing it a disservice, but it is just amazing. And then chopped onions. And it's fantastic. And 50 cents out of every Katz dog that is sold at any Texas Inn location throughout the Commonwealth, 50 cents from each dog headed to the Special Olympics of Virginia. So I cannot thank them enough. We had the big debut party at the Texas Inn a couple of hours ago, and that's where I'm coming from. So they're good. Jerm, Rich was supposed to bring you back some of the Jeff Katz dogs. There was a package of 25 hot dogs for you, Jerm. Did you get them? I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm not there. I just want you to know that when Rich left, because Rich showed up for it, I think because he heard there was free food. I don't know if that's entirely true, but I'm just saying. But he showed up. So we sent him back with 25 Jeff Katz hot dogs. Hopefully you'll have a couple and enjoy them. All right, it's not all hot dog talk, I promise you. Got a lot of stuff coming up. Congressman John McGuire is going to be here at 3:35. One of the best parts of my trip to Israel was on my first day coming down. I had just sort of stowed my stuff up in the hotel room and taken a shower, just ready to venture out a little bit. And I run into John McGuire and his lovely bride in the lobby of the hotel. He was wrapping up a week in Israel, and I was starting a week in Israel. And, you know, I love John McGuire. I just think he's truly one of the best men that I know, one of the finest members of Congress anywhere, and is doing a great job for our 5th District in my beloved Commonwealth. So it was nice to see John there. And when he joins us at 3:35, I want him to share some of his observations, some of the things he took away from his visit to Israel, because he and I saw some of the same things, but of course we were there with different invitations, if you will, and with different positions. I mean, John McGuire is a sitting member of Congress. I'm, you know, broadcaster and a writer and all that good stuff, but we spoke with some of the same people, and we spoke with people that were different. So I want to hear what he has to say about all of that and a couple of the other things that are going on with Congress. So looking forward to chatting with him. 5:20 this afternoon, we got a set of tickets, family four-pack. Yeah, family four-pack of tickets for the Squirrels. It's going to be August the 28th. Is that the last day at the Diamond? I don't know. Oh, gosh, I should check that. If anybody knows, just off the top of your head, is August 28th the last game at the Diamond? Because if it is, I'm thinking, man, I gotta go over and be there. I wasn't there for the first game, but Lord knows I've been there for a lot of games. And I think I should go over for the last game, if for no other reason than it'll probably be the last time that the code works to get into the press room. If you're, I know I'm not sharing it, but I am telling you, they do have a special code that gets you into the press box, which I have always enjoyed. You know why? Because it's air conditioned and it's catered. You know me, I like the great outdoors, so long as I'm not spending time in the great outdoors. The great outdoors are fine to pass through. I don't want to spend a lot of time in the great outdoors. President Trump is apparently bringing more peace to the world, which is pretty cool. President Trump also signing an executive order, saying he will sign, rather, an executive order outlawing mail-in ballots. Now, this is a fascinating thing. Our friend Marley Hornick's going to be along at 5:35. We'll talk a little bit about it. He says we're going to begin this effort, which will be strongly opposed by the Democrats. It's true, because they cheat at levels never seen before by signing an executive order and help bring honesty to the 2026 midterm elections. He said it's because of the massive voter fraud that has been encountered. We will begin this effort. And he's going to sign an executive order to ban mail-in ballots. Look, I'm okay with that. I really, now I know there are people that vote by mail, and maybe that's a good thing, maybe it's a bad thing. I don't like election season. I just don't. I think the whole idea of showing up at the polls on election day is a good thing. I think that you ought to be able to take time from your busy schedule to make it to the polling place. That's all. And if you can't, then too bad. Now, we've always had some sort of absentee ballot situation. Wherever you live, whatever time in recent history you live, you've always had the opportunity to vote in an absentee manner. But this idea that it's just going to be wholesale ballots that are out there circulating, no control, no real looking at things, no close examination, and saying, oh, hey, what could possibly go wrong? We've seen stuff go wrong. We've seen a lot of stuff go wrong. And so I'm on board with President Trump on this one. Totally on board with President Trump on this one. I think that we ought to do away with all of the early voting stuff, that we ought to do away with all of these vote-by-mail schemes. Am I going to get my way? Probably not. And I'm a big boy. I don't always have to get my way. I'm perfectly capable of realizing that not everything is going to go my way. But I'm just offering to you that I think that making it easier and easier and easier for people to taint ballots is a bad idea. And I think there was so much exploitation of COVID theater.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That, we're seeing what's happened. I should tell you that this race for governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general in our beloved Commonwealth is way closer than the legacy news media hacks would like you to believe. Just so you know, they are trying to tell you that it is a blowout for Abigail Spamberger and for Ghazala Hashmi and for Jay Jones. Here's what I can tell you. The very fact that Spamberger, Hashmi, and Jones have made clear they don't want to do debates is because they know that the race is very, very close, far closer than the legacy news media hacks are telling you. And they don't want to be exposed for the nonsense that truly defines each and every one of them. That's why they've stayed away from debate. Spamberger finally gets pushed into a corner. She has to agree to it, to this one debate. She can maybe salvage something. But she is a bad, bad candidate. Always has been. And anybody who thinks she's a moderate, she's a bipartisan person, all that, that's a big steaming pile of crap. Always has been. She's never been anything except a far left winger. And a lot of her shenanigans now are being exposed, right? How about running away from legal service? How embarrassing is that? Even for Abigail Spamberger, you would think she would be embarrassed, mortified. You can criticize some of the campaigns, and plenty of people are. But bottom line is, the new polling indicates both the lieutenant governor's race and the attorney general's race are now within the margin of error, with plenty of time left. Even though I hate the idea of early voting and I hate the idea of mail-in ballots and the rest of it, it is the rule right now, right? This is the hand we've been given to play, so we got to play it. And so what I'm telling you is you got to go and vote early. I know. I don't like the idea of early voting, but it's the rule, and we got to play by the rules that are in place. So we're going to have to vote early, in my opinion. And you got to get in there. So again, margin of error for both John Reed and Jason Meares, and it is being reported a 7-point difference between Spamberger and Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears. Far less than has been reported in the past, which leads me to believe it is even closer than that. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.